This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Tornado ravaged Oklahoma.
We felt the ground rattle and our ears were popping.
U.S. troops move closer to Sudan amid violence.
In case there's a need for an evacuation.
In the Alec Baldwin Rust movie set shooting,
the charges are being dropped.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago, surveying the damage in Cole, Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's material things, but it's your heart. Your family's worked hard for all this.
At least three people are dead, and Oklahoma's governor has declared a state of emergency in multiple counties after tornado-producing storms. KWTV-TV Storm Jones in Shawnee.
About 50,000 Oklahomans remain without power and cell service. Still very spotty in the disaster zone here in Shawnee. Shawnee is the home to Oklahoma Baptist University and many students. Nearly 2,000 students last night were taking shelter on OBU's campus in the chapel, a basement within that chapel facility. OBU says all of their buildings, every one of their buildings on campus did sustain damage.
Extreme weather is forecast from Texas up to Wisconsin this evening. Confirming a Washington Post report, CBS News chief White House correspondent Nancy Cordes reports. Sources tell CBS News they expect President Biden will make his 2024 re-election campaign announcement via a video clip sometime next week, likely on Tuesday. April 25th happens to be the same day Mr. Biden announced his run for the presidency 4 years ago. And in Sudan, fighting between rival factions rages. The Pentagon is preparing for a possible evacuation of U.S. citizens there. The State Department now says one American has died. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The movement of personnel and equipment to Djibouti, two countries over from Sudan, is described as a precautionary step.
No decision has been made to evacuate anybody.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. embassy staffers are sheltering in place. An effort to co-locate them is for the moment on pause. A U.S. diplomatic convoy came under fire earlier this week. Kirby says there's no sign that was intentional. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Alec Baldwin's attorneys say the prosecutors plan to drop, they expect that the prosecutors will drop the charges against their client in the deadly Rust movie set shooting, CBS's Steve Futterman.
The fatal shooting occurred on the set of the low-budget film Rust in 2021. 911 calls quickly followed.
Two people accidentally shot. We need help.
Alec Baldwin was holding the prop gun when it went off, killing the cinematographer and injuring the director. He was charged with involuntary manslaughter. Why now the change? Law professor Jessica Levinson.
We have to basically surmise that they didn't think they could prove this beyond a reasonable doubt.
The film's weapons supervisor is still charged.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
A Republican-supported bill banning trans athletes on girls and women's teams at federally supported schools and colleges is approved by the U.S. House. GOP Congresswoman Virginia Fox of North Carolina.
The perverse biological fantasies of the left are both dangerous and a direct threat to women's sports.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York.
Let's allow the relevant organizations involved in elite sports competition to do what they do and to set the framework and the boundaries.
The measure is unlikely to pass in the Democratic-led Senate. The governor of Kansas vetoes bills restricting bathrooms for transgender people and gender-affirming care for minors. Twitter begins removing blue checks from users who don't pay. After several false starts, Twitter began making good on its promise today.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Today's the day to celebrate all things marijuana, and fast food chains are hoping to cash in. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
So
on this 420, lots of places are offering specials for anyone with a case of the munchies. Carl's Jr. has a snack sack of jalapeno poppers, onion rings, and small fries for $4.20. Jack in the Box Pineapple Express Shake is back for, yep, 420. Smashburger is offering four burgers for $20, and you can get 420 points when you order from Smoothie King's new Bowls menu on its app. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Oakland Athletics have signed a binding agreement to buy land for a new retractable roof ballpark in Las Vegas after being unable to build a new venue in the Bay Area. The A's hope to break ground by next year and move into their new home by 2027. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, April 20th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.